The Moral is written by Alfred Evans, Professor Emeritus of Political Science at California State University, Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
By 2008, political leaders and economists around the globe recognized that a world food crisis was taking place. The prices of some basic staples, such as wheat and rice, had doubled in many developing countries in just 2 years. Violent riots were spurred by food shortages in over 30 countries. The rising cost of food had a dramatic impact here in Central California, even before the effects of the current recession were felt. In August 2007, the Food Bank distributed 715,000 pounds of food in Fresno, Madera, and Kings counties. In August 2008, the Food Bank gave out over 1.3 million pounds of food, almost twice the amount of the previous year. The rapid increases in food prices from 2006 to 2008 were the result of a set of conditions that came together to create a perfect storm. First, to some degree, the diversion of certain food crops for the production of biofuels, such as ethanol, contributed to increases in the prices of food products. There is controversy over the importance of that factor, however, and most economists would not put it at the top of the list. Another trend that is very important is the rise in living standards for hundreds of millions of people as a result of economic growth in countries like China and India. The expansion of the numbers of those with a middle-class standard of living has greatly increased the demand for food, including meat, which requires more resources than grain production. Finally, the steep increase in the price of oil from 2000 to 2008 led to an increase in the price of natural gas, making fertilizers more expensive. And, of course, higher oil prices meant higher costs for transporting food to consumers, whether by trucks or ships. Fortunately, the top officials in key international institutions, such as the World Bank, have joined with the leaders of some developing countries in acknowledging the need to expand support for small-scale farming in nations where the majority of people are at the subsistence level. But it will take time for changes in policy to produce improvements in conditions that will be felt by those who are hungry. Right now, there is an urgent need for us to act as individuals and groups to address the problems of malnutrition and hunger. Great opportunities are available right here in the San Joaquin Valley. A donation of $1 to the Community Food Bank will make sure that $8 worth of food will get to someone in need. Also, we can take part in the Crop Hunger Walks in Fresno and Visalia, which help to feed hungry people in our local area and around the world. Eddie Jessup of Fresno Metro Ministry can tell you about other ways of helping. The effects of the world food crisis are being felt around the world and right in our neighborhood. There never has been a time when it was more important to address the problem of hunger. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.